Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on a festival. We're talking about a festival in Germany, which, of course, is a country in Europe. And we're going to Berlin, which used to be surrounded by East Germany during the Cold War, but now it's all open there. Berlin has been welcomed back to the loving arms of all of Germany. So you can go there as you please. And it's a good reason to go because the stunning Festival of Lights is going on in October.
Sounds beautiful, doesn't it? Germany also has Oktoberfest, which is very fun in October. And if you like to drink beer and dress up in their, you know, national costume, you could say, it's a time to go. But Berlin has this wonderful festival that I've never been to, but it's all about lights, which I love. If it's a festival, it's usually a time where people come together and there are organized concerts and maybe some music that's organized. Here we're talking about artists who lend their creations to this festival, and so you're seeing a lot of beautiful light projections.
Indeed. So, well, we shouldn't really talk anymore here in the introduction. Let's just get to it and read the entire contents of the lesson, and then we'll find out more about Berlin's stunning Festival of Lights. It's early October in Berlin, and though the sun has set, Germany's capital city is illuminated with color. From historic landmarks to neighborhood buildings, countless structures are splashed with brilliant light projections. This is the Festival of Lights, an event in which local and international artists transform the city into a world of art, drawing 2 million visitors from around the globe to see Berlin shine. The dazzling festival was first held in October 2005, thanks to Birgit Zander and her agency, Zander and Partner Event Marketing. It has been an annual event ever since, taking place in Potsdamer Platz in central Berlin and turning the area into a gleaming stage of light. Birgit has said light is able to speak all languages of the world, and light connects people. The celebration truly gives artists an occasion to do just that. These creatives use lights and 3D animated video art to ornament the city's streets and historical monuments, including the Berlin Cathedral, the Funkturm Berlin, and the Brandenburg Gate. In the past, some light projections have served as tributes to respected leaders, such as Martin Luther King Jr., while others have lit up buildings with images of bright blooming flowers, cascading patterns, and vivid animations of exotic animals. This year, the festival will be held for the 11th time, starting on October 6th and lasting for 10 nights. Visitors can enjoy Lumissimo, a Berlin cathedral concert, which involves a combination of lights, classical music, and a modern laser harp. Another experience not to be missed is the Light Seeing Program, which provides visitors with adventure tours of the city. Night photography workshops give people yet another way to get involved in the excitement. With so many impressive features and activities, it's easy to see why few other famous light festivals are more popular than Berlin's Radiant Celebration.
Okay, let's get started. We're talking about a famous festival in this reel today we're doing. We've got Berlin's stunning Festival of Lights as something stunning. It's really attractive, really impressive. We'll often use it for people as well. If you're all dressed up with maybe a tuxedo on or a ball gown on, if you're a woman, you might look stunning. This Festival of Lights that's held in Berlin, Germany, is also stunning, really cool to look at.
It is, and it's taking place about right now, so my goodness, you probably need to hurry up to get your plane reservations. But it's early October in Berlin, and though the sun has set, Germany's capital city is illuminated with color. So here we're describing a scene that's going to take place at night. If this is a light festival, it probably needs to take place at night, unless it's indoors somewhere, but I guess it's more spectacular or more stunning if it's outdoors. So the sun has set, But still, even though the sun has set, the capital city of Germany is illuminated with color. So here in this sentence, we have the word illuminated. And illuminated is from the verb to illuminate, which basically means to light something up. If it's too dark, you might want to illuminate the place with light, although we usually just say to light up the place or turn on the lights or something. But this is used in special occasions when we talk about really lighting something up so people can see it. It's very spectacular. It's amazing. It's quite a spectacle to see.
Right. That is the literal definition there, light, to bring light into something. But we'll also use it to kind of fill someone in on some information. Illuminate me, which means let me understand what's going on. But here we're actually talking about light here in the capital city of Germany, which is Berlin. From historic landmarks to neighborhood buildings, countless structures are splashed with brilliant light projections. So this is kind of what they're doing there. You've got landmarks in any city or any town that you grow up in, especially. You'll get to know places that are pretty familiar, recognizable. And maybe if you're trying to find a place, you'll look for your landmark to see, you know, how far away you are from something. Of course, in Taipei, the big landmark for me is 101. And I look for 101 to see where I am in relation to that particular building. But a landmark can be a tree, could be a big tower. There's that giraffe tower by the zoo.
Yes, indeed. That is a landmark in Muja there. That's the incinerator there at Fudukang. Yeah, near the zoo there.
Yeah, but we're talking about historic landmarks here, so probably can't be a tree. Historic means something that's famous or important in history that has gone on before. So we've got some pretty important landmarks, buildings, maybe that tower there that we're going to talk about in a minute, the Funkturm, which is a tall broadcasting tower. It used to be, at least. It's kind of cool. That's a big landmark there. We've also got neighborhood buildings, countless structures. There's so many we can't even count them. And they're splashed with brilliant light projections.
Exactly. So again, these are historic landmarks. And I have been asked by people in the past, what's the difference between the word historic and historical? Well, historic means that it is important in history. So these landmarks have been there for a very, very long time. If it's historical, then it has to do with the study of history. So it could be a historical lesson or a historical book, which talks about maybe something that happened in the past. Mm-hmm. But if you say it's an historic book, then the book itself is really old and it's important in terms of history. So know the difference there. In case you want to know. But again, we've got historic landmarks, which we'll get to in a couple of seconds. They're splashed with brilliant light projections. Splash usually is something that happens when something suddenly contacts water. If you throw a rock into water, it will splash. And splash can be both the noun and the verb. But in this particular case, the light is kind of projected on the buildings as if someone were throwing water on those buildings. It's quite amazing and it's quite brilliant. Brilliant just means really, really bright. And a projection is something that is projected on a surface using a projector, which basically in Chinese is toying. And so you basically have some kind of projector that has the pictures inside it and a light shines the image onto a wall. It projects the image onto a wall.
Yeah, if you go into a movie theater, they're projecting that movie onto the screen with projector. That's what the machine is called. I wanted to mention, if you are more familiar with some British English or you've got some British friends or you're planning to go to England to study or anywhere in the UK, you should know that they say brilliant when they mean awesome. Oh, awesome. We don't use it that way in America so much. Brilliant just means really smart or very bright, but they love to use it just to mean awesome, cool.
They use it a lot when they're broadcasting football matches.
True.
Brilliant! What a great kick from the corner! It's brilliant! It's fantastic! It's wonderful! But again, in this particular sense here, it means really, really bright with a lot of light. So you've got these light projections being splashed onto countless structures. They are brilliant light projections. And this is the Festival of Lights, an event in which local and international artists transform the city into a world of art. And that draws 2 million visitors from around the globe to see Berlin shine. Visitors from all over the world. And, of course, we're talking about the Festival of Lights, and it involves lots of local artists and also lots of international artists. So local here, I guess, is referring to Berlin, but it could also be referring to artists from Germany itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, international ones would be from countries outside of Germany. Here we have the verb to transform. That means to change one thing into another.
Yeah. We often see some amazing transformations on TV shows where maybe it's about taking someone who isn't maybe, you know, using all of their assets, maybe a woman who is going to be transformed into this beautiful model. So they'll redo her hair and give her new clothes, and they're going to transform her into someone who's really attractive. Well, let's move on to the next paragraph. We've got the Dazzling Festival was first held in October 2005 thanks to someone named Birgitte Zonder. That's a woman's name, and her agency, Zonder and Partner Event Marketing. If it's dazzling, it's really bright. We often use that word dazzle or dazzling to describe something that's shining, especially a diamond ring. It was very dazzling, extremely bright, almost so bright it wants to blind you. So we've got this lady who came up with this idea on her own, and she works with her agency, which is her business. We often use the word agency to talk about a business that offers some sort of service to their clientele. It could be a modeling agency. They represent models and give models, you know, assign models out to different companies who need models to model their stuff. Or it could be an advertising agency where they're doing a lot of publicity and advertising, PR agency. Here, we're talking about event marketing. They specialize in putting together really cool events and publicizing them to everybody.
Indeed. So she has established a marketing agency, and it has been an annual event ever since. The Dazzling Festival, this particular festival, the Festival of Light, has been a dazzling festival ever since that time, taking place in Potsdamer Platz in central Berlin and turning the area into a gleaming stage of light. My goodness, we've got all sorts of adjectives here to describe bright light. So here, it has been an annual event ever since that time. So this is in relation to what we just said, the Dazzling Festival, the Festival of Lights. It has been an annual event ever since that time, ever since the time that she set this up, and it has taken place, which means it has occurred, it has happened in a place in Berlin called Potsdamer Platz, and that is in central Berlin. It must be some kind of a plaza or something like
plaza,
that.
Plaza, yeah.
And, of course, because of all those lights being projected on the buildings there in Potsdamer Platz, we have a gleaming stage of light there. There's not literally a stage there, but it's a place where we can see some performance going on. And gleaming just means it's really bright and spectacular, really fantastic, especially if it's reflected light, okay? Something gleams if light is reflecting off of something like sunlight can be gleaming off the surface of the ocean, for example.
Right. And again, if it takes place, it just happens. You might have a wedding take place over the weekend, or maybe you have a discussion that took place with your boss last week. So it just means when something happens. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jenny. 今天我们看的是第四单元。好，我们要介绍一个很有趣的节庆，是在柏林。柏林有一个灯光节。好，那提到这个 Festival of Lights， 我们就要来看看这个灯光节它之所以吸引大家的目光在哪里呢？好，第一段就告诉大家，其实这个灯光节的时间是在10月，地点就在柏林。而这个灯光节呢，它基本上当然主要就在灯，所以呢，它可以看到很多的亮点，是因为这些灯光的造型或者是它投射出来的光影而让大家眼光为之炫目。那这一边它呢就提到了有一个动词哦， illuminate， 我们知道 illuminate 这个字 跟光有关，它基本上就代表照亮。而这一整个柏林城，当然它是德国的首都，这个首都呢，就因为打了灯之后，哇哦，展现的各种的色彩。那我们要看这边还有一个句构要注意的，就是提到这个灯光节的时候，他说这是一个什么样的活动呢？逗点后面 an event in which local and international artists transform the city into a world of art。 好，到这边为止，看到了逗点隔开的这一块，从 an event 开始到这个 art 这个字结束，这两个逗点中间接的其实是一个同位语，它就是在帮你说明解释什么是灯光节。好，它其实说穿了就是一个德国当地跟国际艺术家，他把这个城市转变成艺术世界的一件盛事。好，当然用到 in which，理由是因为谈到这个 event in the event， 那在这个活动里面会有这样的事情，会有这一些将城市转变为艺术世界。好，这个 in 记得接的其实 which 指的就是 event。 好，接下来看一下我们说到的这个灯光节那怎么来的呢？ OK， 提到它怎么来的， thanks to，注意到这个片语，其实 thanks to 就是相当于我们中文的多亏有了什么，或是拜什么之赐。其实说穿了，原来当时有一个活动行销公司，这个行销公司呢，它就在当时2005年的10月，它第一次办了这个灯光节。诶，没想到啊，从此之后在柏林这个灯光节就一直推广下去，所以现在每一年到十月的时候，大家都会想来柏林然后参与这个活动盛事。 OK， 那我们看到接下来这句在文法上要注意的，诶，就是现在完成式的用法，因为提到从2005年之后开始每一年都会办这个灯光节， has been 这个现在完成式其实就是因为它是讲从2005年开始到现在为止就年年举办，成为一年一度的盛事了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about a festival in Berlin, Germany, called the Festival of Lights, and kind of what goes on there. It's pretty amazing. We're going to be calling it pretty spectacular. I think it's stunning. It happens in early October, so if you're thinking about going, you better get on your horse and get going, because it's already October 6th.
I think it's already started, actually.
Yeah, definitely going on. But it sounds like something that's worth the ticket over there, I would say.
Well, actually, probably hasn't started because I guess Taiwan is ahead of Germany.
True.
In time zones. So it does say later on in the article that it starts on October 6th. So my goodness, you still got some time to get over there if you can make your plane reservations right at this instant. But let's see, where did we leave off? We were talking about Birgit Zander, the founder of this particular festival. It's been taking place ever since 2005 in Potsdamer Platz. And Birgit has said, light is able to speak all languages of the world, and light connects people. I guess so. Languages are spoken, so we need to study them for years and years in order to understand them. But light, hey, everybody knows what light means. We all understand light. We all understand color. So that's why she's saying that light is something that speaks all the languages of the world, and it also connects people. When people are there watching this spectacular event, they feel like one big happy family.
Yeah, I love light. Well, the celebration truly gives artists an occasion to do just that, to connect with people through their work. We're calling them creatives. Usually, we use creative as an adjective. Oh, you're so creative. But here, it's a noun. I first learned that we used as a noun when I worked for an advertising agency and we had our creatives. And those were all the people who were so creative and they came up with all the fun slogans and commercials that were very successful. And then you had your executives that just handled the client. They weren't creative at all. So that's when I learned that you could use creative as a noun. But we use it quite frequently when we're talking about someone who has a job that requires creative thinking and imagination.
So these creative people will use lights and 3D animated video, which of course is three-dimensional video that is animated like a cartoon.
Yeah.
And they will ornament the city streets and historical monuments. So ornaments usually is a noun like Christmas ornaments or Christmas decorations, but here we're using it as a verb. You could just substitute the word decorate. It's decorating the city streets, ornamenting it, providing decorations. And also it does this on the historical monuments, which include the Berlin Cathedral, which would be a big church there. The Funk term Berlin, which earlier you said is actually some kind of communication tower, and also the Brandenburg Gate, which we often see on TV as representative of Germany. I guess it kind of looks like the Arc de Triomphe a little bit.
It does, yeah.
Kind of similar.
That's in Paris, right?
Arc de Triomphe is in Paris, yes. But this one is in Berlin. And in the past, some light projections have served as tributes to respected leaders, such as MLK Jr. or Martin Luther King Jr. I have a dream. If it's a tribute, it's just something done to respect somebody in recognition of their achievements.
Right. I wanted to mention this cathedral is a word we use for a very large church. It originated from the Catholics, but we actually use it for other denominations now. But it's not just a small church. It's pretty huge. And if you go over to Europe, you're going to see a lot of cathedrals that are very impressive. So there are a lot of places that you can go to see different pieces by these creatives there in Berlin. It says in the past, some light projections have served as tributes. Tom was talking about this. If you want to, you know, kind of respect and show respect for someone, you'll often have a tribute to someone. It could be maybe a special event, a concert that pays respect to somebody. These light projections are serving or acting as tributes to respected leaders from the past, such as Martin Luther King Jr., while others have lit up buildings with images of bright, blooming flowers. Nice. Cascading patterns and vivid animations of exotic animals. So here are some of the kinds of things you're going to see. You're going to see images of bright, blooming flowers. If a flower is blooming, it's opening from what we call a bud, and the petals are coming out, and it's looking like a flower. Cascading means to come down from something else. We often talk about how waterfalls will cascade down the mountain or down the cliff. You'll see that. And vivid means very colorful. Animations, of course, is like cartoons of exotic animals. Animals that you don't typically get to see, maybe a tiger or a leopard. Animals that aren't running around in the neighborhood you live in.
Yeah, like stray dogs or cats or squirrels or sparrows or whatever. These will be exotic animals, as you said, bears, tigers.
Kind of cool.
Or maybe even dinosaurs. Who knows? Now, this year, the festival will be held for the 11th time, starting on October 6th and lasting for 10 nights. So, yeah, according to our schedule here, this program is for October 6th, which is today. So it's going on now. But if it lasts for 10 nights, then you still have 9 nights to check it out, although you'll have to deal with jet lag if you fly right now. Maybe you can see live coverage on Facebook or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Or on YouTube. But in any case, it will last for 10 nights, and visitors can enjoy something called Lumissimo, a Berlin Cathedral concert, which involves a combination of lights, classical music, and a modern laser harp.
Huh. Wow, that sounds cool. This is my kind of thing, where you would go into this beautiful cathedral and listen to classical music with lights going on around you. This is definitely my kind of thing. A combination means when you take one or two or more things and put them together. It's a combination. So you've got lights, classical music, and what we're calling a modern laser harp. It sounds like a harp that shoots out this laser light from it, which is kind of interesting.
You'd have to see it to believe it.
I've never heard of this before, yeah.
And another experience not to be missed is the light seeing program. Mm. What is that? Well, it provides visitors with adventure tours of the city, probably in a bus with an open top.
Nice.
And night photography workshops give people yet another way to get involved in the excitement. And photography, of course, is the art and science of taking pictures, photography. But a picture is a photograph. Be careful with the accents there. And if you take pictures at night, you need to understand things like lighting, color balance, shutter speed, stuff like that.
All that stuff.
These are workshops just where there's somebody there to instruct you. Maybe there'll be 10 participants or something all together using tripods. And you can get involved in the excitement, take some good pictures. So with so many impressive features and activities, it's easy to see why few other famous light festivals are more popular than Berlin's radiant celebration. Ooh, there's another word used to describe bright light. Radiant means it actually sends out light, and it's glowing, it's gleaming, it's dazzling, it's spectacular, it's brilliant.
We often use it to describe brides. Girls who are getting married, their face looks radiant because there's a lot of joy and love there. So someone who looks radiant is awfully happy. They're expressing a lot of joy. I would love to get a chance to go over there and feel that joy myself. But right now, guys, we're kind of busy, and we're going to turn the time over to our Chinese teacher one more time.
Okay, 我们提到了这个灯光节它的来由。当然，我们知道这边充满着创意的人，他用到这个字 creatives。Creative 本来是一个形容词哦，可是这边指的是人。有创意的人，那这些充满创意的人呢，他们用灯光 3D 动画，然后呢点缀这个城市的街道跟历史遗迹，包括我们知道几个知名的建筑物，这些都变成了像艺术作品一样。当然我们这边提到了在过去哦，有一些的灯光投影它被用来当做什么？当做献给被尊崇的这些领袖的礼物。诶，这个地方我们稍微注意这个片语哦。served us. service 就是用来当做什么。比如说像金恩博士等等这些英雄人物。不过有一些是这样，而一些又怎么样？注意到中间的转折词 while 往往前后有做对照，所以前面讲到 some light projections， 而后面讲 while others， 而其他就不是咯。其他呢，它可能呢是借由这种花朵的影像啦，瀑布的图案啦，或者是把一些奇特的动物啦，用这些把建筑点亮，所以手法不同。最后我们来看，那今年其实是这个灯光节举办以来的第11年，马上直到10月就要开始了。那如果游客到这里来的话，可能不能错过的是什么活动呢？这边提到一个 Lumissimo， 这个是一个柏林大教堂的音乐会。另外还有一个你也不能错过的，他说到了 Another experience not to be missed， not to be missed， 我们知道这个不定词前面否定是放在它 to 的前面哦，不要错过，千万不能被错过的。还有一个，那就是 light scene program。我们知道有个字是 sight scene， 那代表观光，可是它用到 light scene， 这个光可是指灯光，所以这个字真的很有趣，期望你不要错过。那还有没有，他后面还提到一个夜间摄影工作坊。好，他讲到这是另外还有一个，所以他用 yet another。 我们知道 one another another， 当你提到了第三个，你可能会讲 still another， 也可以说 yet another。 那还有一个就是这个摄影工作坊。好，我们今天的解释就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. The rest is up to you. Head to Germany and enjoy the Festival of Lights in Berlin right now. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.